Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. So if the BPP were a meal in a restaurant, Mark Garrison's headlines, those would be the appetizers and the blog. That would be, I'm thinking, kind of your postprandial dessert wines, but also your cocktails, because they kind of surround the show and it's more chatty. The entrees are, of course, as big talks we have about China and Myanmar. Yes, sometimes they misspell the entrees on the menu, too. So this brings us to the question. The greatest part of the meal for me, this is like the cream spinach, your potatoes, your side of
that's
broccoli.
That's your favorite thing?
Yeah, the cream spinach is definitely. To me, eating a steak is an excuse for some cream spinach.
The delicious and delectable sides.
And the analogy there is that portion of the meal might be called the ramble.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. What do you have to offer up first?
Dateline Muskogee. Muskogee, Oklahoma has a new mayor. 19-year-old college freshman John Tyler Hammonds took 70% of the vote in a runoff election to pick the leader of the town of 38,000. Hammonds and former mayor Herschel Ray McBride beat out four other contenders for the seat in a general election, but Hammonds made a clean sweep in the runoff. His response to his win, quote, "The public placing their trust in me is the greatest, humbling, and most awesome experience I've ever had in my life." He's 19. I mean, what was the last one?
Well,
Little League win?
Almost.
He is the first mayor to use the word awesome in that way. We will do some digging to confirm that fact. Opening the doors to power at City Hall will mean some personal changes for the mayor-elect. He's currently enrolled at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, 150 miles away from Muskogee. Mayor-elect Hammonds says he'll look for a school closer to Muskogee.
Okay, there's gold in them there JCPenney stores. Or there used to be, rather. The retail chain has been the target of a string of burglaries that have carried off $2.5 million in gold jewelry from California stores.
Which is weird, since Target has been a string of JCPenney's. Sorry.
The burglaries have kept pace with the soaring price of gold. The first break happened in 2006 at an outlet in the community of Palm Desert, California. And back then, gold was worth about $580 an ounce. Now, fast forward to today, it's worth about $1,000 an ounce. So, you know, almost doubled. Just last week, there were two more burglaries, both on Friday. All told, 11 JCPenney stores have been hit, and the authorities believe a professional crew is behind the crimes, you think? Police say in most cases, 2 to 4 masked burglars, that's a great word, burglar, break into a store in the early morning. The culprits caught on video make quick work of smashing open display cases, and they only take gold. They're not going in for that cubic zirconia stuff.
Or even more expensive jewelry. The gold's not always the highest retail item, but
you're
it's
right.
Easy to fence.
That's right.
Fence. Just a term.
The criminals have not been deterred by alarm systems, and twice they were interrupted by the janitorial staff, but went ahead with their crime anyway. Poor janitors. They were very alarmed.
Yeah, maybe they got thrown some earrings to keep quiet.
Couple bracelets. Police say they believe the gold is being melted down and sold. The company is reportedly offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to a conviction.
You know what I like about that story on this kind of News of the Weird segment? We always do those bad burglars, those stupid thieves who write their own names on the check or whatever.
Endlessly amusing
stories. I mean, we at the BPP are not for thievery, but these are smart thieves, so at least they're bringing something to the table.
It's true.
And taking something off it. Gold. Here's one of those good news, bad news stories. The good news is that agriculture is booming in Afghanistan. The bad news is the agriculture in question is opium. A bumper opium crop in Afghanistan, according to a report out from the National Security Network, a Washington think tank. The number of acres devoted to poppy cultivation in Afghanistan even exceeds the acreage in Colombia given over to the production of cocaine. The report states that Afghanistan's share of the opium market has grown from 11% to 93% since the Taliban was driven from power. It is Afghanistan's largest export. It's worth more than $4 billion and employs more than 3 million Afghans, a huge percentage of the population. The National Security Network report says opium profits are a reliable source of income for insurgents, and the strength of the drug trade is overwhelming the legitimate government.
I should say, they are just growing poppies that they're and turned into opium.
We know what it's going for.
They're not going on muffins, we can tell you that much. So they swarm, they're hairy, they're attached to electrical boxes, and they are unwanted. What are we talking about? Houston is struggling with an infestation of so-called crazy raspberry ants. These are believed to have arrived on a cargo ship. Seriously, the reddish-brown ants don't behave like their marching brother ants. These guys wander erratically, which helped them win part of their name. The raspberry part comes from an exterminator, Tom Raspberry, who tried and failed to defeat them. First identified in Houston in 02, they've now spread to five counties. No one knows exactly where they came from, but there are cousins called crazy ants in the Southeast and the Caribbean. They do have one redeeming characteristic. They eat fire ants.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your ramble. These stories and more at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.